Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says some municipalities that normally have several polling places open for a November election may have as few as one open for next week's recall primary. Kennedy says the board is looking into how many polling places will be closed and urging clerks to reach out to voters.
Voting is habit. We say we exercise our right to vote. People get in the habit of showing up at a polling place, and if there's something different, we want them to know that.
Kennedy says consolidating polling places is always an option, as long as it's decided by a governing board like a common council a month in advance of an election. He says it reflects a balancing act.
What we're faced with here, and you'll hear this from the county municipal clerks, is this is something that was not in their budget. They've all been under significant financial constraints.
Wisconsin League of Women Voters Director Andrea Kaminsky says it continues a trend for these upcoming elections.
It seems that the system this time around is stacked against the voter.
Kaminsky says several election law changes could further confuse matters. For example, in-person absentee voting will be cut off the Friday before the election. People will now have to live in their district 28 days to vote there. And for the first time, they'll be asked to sign a poll book when they vote. Kaminsky says voters need to be ready.
It's really important for voters to find out early everything they can.
Kennedy says people will be able to locate their up-to-date polling place for next week's recall elections at the website vpa.wi.gov. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.